Samantha, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Krista, what's going on with Brandon? Why do you think he's cheating on you?
We've been dating for about a year and a half, and my lease is up in 2 months, and he has this big house, which, you know, in the earlier part of our dating, he joked about us moving in together, and now he was, like, kind of weird about it. And so anyway, I was bringing some stuff over to his place. I walked in, and he was at his computer in his boxers, and he jumped up, was very startled, was like, "Hey, what's going on?" I wasn't sure what he was doing exactly.
Well, I think,
I think we can all imagine what was happening.
Yeah.
That, what I think we're both thinking about, would have been fine. I'm not totally proud of this. We moved a little furniture.
Oh, nice.
Then,
I mean, he's already in his boxers at this point.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he fell asleep, and I got out and looked at his computer, and I checked the history, and I saw that he was in this Yahoo chat group with, like, the screen name or, like, sexy kitten born.
So you think that maybe he's met up with her or something? Like,
if he's talking to somebody, yeah, who he may or may not have met up with, or, I don't know, video chatted with, that really creepy.
I think regardless if he's, you know, having a relationship with someone online, that's still cheating. Like, you still deserve to know.
All right, let's give him a call. Don't say anything until we find out what he puts on the note, okay?
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Brandon, please.
This is him.
Hey, Brandon. My name's Beverly. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I hope you're doing well. I'm calling with some great news. We have your name and number here as the winner of our social media tag contest. We're giving away $100 in beautiful free red roses, and one of your friends tagged you on our post. We randomly selected your handle.
For real?
Yeah.
Okay, and when there's nothing, like, nothing else I have to do, this is really all free?
No, sir. I don't need a credit card number from you. It's not a recurring charge. Like I said, no delivery.
Okay. And just an address?
Mm-hmm. But I'll get there in a second. I just need the name of the person that you'd like to send them to first.
Sort of a nice coincidence. Would you be able to send these out of the country?
Out of the country?
Yeah.
We don't.
Or is that not like $100?
So we typically don't do that, but I can make an exception pending what country it is.
Oh, okay, yeah. It would be going to Russia.
Okay, and as long as these are romantic roses and they fall in the guidelines, this is a romantic packet of roses. Are you romantic with this person?
I mean, not yet, but I mean, hopefully this will help.
Okay, so this is for somebody that you hope to be romantic with. You're going down that road.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to send these to Russia, and what is the person's name?
Natasha.
Okay.
I guess, like, even though we're a world away, I feel like I really know you, and I think I'm falling in love with you.
Okay. That's very sweet.
Are you f***ing kidding me? Russia?
Hello?
Brandon?
Well, that's a first here on the MRL show. I don't think we've had anybody send the flowers to a different country before.
No, I almost didn't even know how to answer that question.
Hello?
Brandon, yeah, your girlfriend Krista's on the phone. She's heard everything.
This is War of the Roses.
Wait.
It's where we catch cheaters.
Oh, my God. Okay.
What the hell are you doing? What is this? Who is this woman?
It's nobody. No,
It's somebody.
Nobody?
No, it's just like this, like, I don't know, pen pal, you know, like, I'm just in just talking.
But you said
pen pal? Pen pal is something you have when you're 11.
Yeah, let us remind you what you wrote on the note.
Yeah.
I remember. That's fine.
Okay, yeah, you can't hide the fact that you said you're going to be romantic with this person.
I'm falling in love with you.
Yeah. I saw your chat.
You, you saw my chat? What were you doing, like, snooping on my computer?
Yes! Yes, I was!
At this point, just be honest with Krista, and let's move things along in the process of your relationship, whatever's going on.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, why don't you be a man, Brandon, for once
public on the radio.
It's okay, okay, go ahead.
Okay, fine, look, I'm going to be, to be honest, I've been chatting with Natasha online, and look, she needs my help to get her citizenship to the United States, and we've been chatting, and it's been really great, and I'm sorry, I didn't want you to move in, that whole deal.
Wait, she needs your citizenship? Are you marrying her?
Well, I'm ready to move on, and yeah, I mean, she's going to move in.
What?
She's going to come here with me, and yeah, that's the hope.
You're marrying a woman you don't know.
By the way, I think this is kind of illegal. I don't think you can marry somebody just to help them get their citizenship.
No, I'm not just going to help her get her citizenship. We want to get married, and it's not just that. So that's not illegal.
I hope she's a real person, Brandon. I hope she's not a bot.
It's going to be some catfish. Some Russian commando.
Scam.
Nikolai, the Russian commando is going to be at the airport when you pick her up. You know that, right?
I cannot believe I was with this person for a year and a half.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
We are live here in our Planet Fitness judgment-free zone studios.
Tell that to the people who are texting us and calling us about that War of the Roses.
Yeah.
That we're judgment-free.
Yeah, I know.
I'm actually going to Planet Fitness today in Pineville. Get my workout on. I got to get in shape for this wedding I got coming up in a couple of weeks, man.
What do you do when you work out?
Well, treadmill.
That's it?
Just cardio? At what speed? At what speed?
Two. Downhill.
Do you run?
I actually, you know how you can incline it up? I actually incline the machine down.
It's resistance training.
I don't run because it's not good for my ankles. It's not.
Well, do you at least do an incline at like a 2.5?
Yeah, sure.
2.5. Yeah. You should still be higher than that if you're doing an incline.
Also, they have this thing, and I am going to work my way over there. It's a 30-minute lunch workout, where it's the different machines that you do.
Yeah.
I'm working my way there. We're dating right now, and before we get serious.
I mean, you play tennis. You can do cardio.
I haven't played in a while, but I play on clay. It's soft. Anyway. That War of the Roses, huh?
Yeah, I know.
Do we think he's being catfished for real, or do we think that maybe this Natasha woman, and if you're just joining us, Brandon sent the roses to Russia, first time ever.
Yeah.
And he met a girl online, and he wants to make her a citizen by marrying her and moving her in, and therefore he's not going to be with Krista any longer, his girlfriend of a year and a half.
We're getting text messages, that War of the Roses made my blood boil, what a jerk. At first I thought this chick was really insecure, but holy cow. And that's hilarious. What a moron. I hope the Russian bride turns out to be a man.
I think that he's getting paid.
I do, too.
I think he's getting paid.
Highly illegal.
By her?
Yeah.
Natasha exists?
Well, yes.
Okay.
But he's being paid.
You know firsthand that this exists, Nicole?
Unfortunately, there is somebody that I know in my realm of friends who... did this, and she is still married.
Never got caught, clearly.
Has not gotten caught, but it was a whole thing. Like, I mean, she got paid $15,000 to marry this guy. He gave it to her.
How'd they meet?
Website.
That's not enough money for me to marry somebody.
So she got paid $15,000, and, the plan was, I mean, it was like a lot of work. Like, he came and visited a lot. They had to show proof of their honeymoon. So, like, they actually had friends go with them they did their honeymoon in, like, Florida to where they, like, documented it, did a whole thing on it because they had to, like, turn that in. And they're waiting for the 2 years to be up to get the divorce.
Yeah.
So she's like a year in. But I mean, he sent her money though. Like, that's the thing is, like,
do they live together?
No, she's in New York and he's in Florida.
See, and this is, like, I lived in Florida for many, many years, and this happens in Florida a lot. But what they do, as far as I know, is they like come to your house, make sure that you're living together, make sure you're sleeping in the same bedroom together, that you're romantic together. Like they check in.
Yeah, they do right. What do they do? Like, don't mind me.
No, but they do drop-ins on your relationship to make sure that isn't the case, that one's living in another state.
They actually, they ended up, like, figuring it out. They didn't figure it out, but, like, they had a scare when their closet didn't look a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they looked at their closet and noticed, like, it was almost, like, two-staged, but they, like, played it off as, like, he just, like, moved in the new place.
Holy cow. Like that. By the way, if you guys are calling, give us a second. Nicole, we'll get to the phone calls here in a minute. We're picking her brain right now. 704-570-9595. If you know someone who has done this, you could be anonymous. You don't have to mention any names. And maybe it worked out. Like, what if you met someone from another country who you ultimately married to bring into the country, but then you fell in love with that person?
Right.
Isn't that what the proposal's about?
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to go back to the thing.
I think she's from Canada.
I want
right?
to know how you can stage a closet.
Okay. And I also want to know, what do you mean? Like, they want to make sure you're sleeping together.
Yeah. Like, I'll show up at 11 p.m.
No lie. They literally, and that might be the situation, is the closet thing. Like, they come into your room, make sure that you're living in the same quarter. So they want to see that, like, your stuff is in the same closet as his stuff, or vice versa.
My friend had to go. They went on, like, a vacation to where they had, like, different places to make it look like one was like a beachy area, one was like a grassy area, so they could get developed photos to put in the house to make it look like it was over the years. Like, they brought coats to Florida to make it look like one was a wintry vacation.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Yeah.
People go to great lengths.
I wish I was kidding. I don't know why I have someone in my life who's done this, but I do.
You have a story for pretty much everything we talk about.
Yeah.
Roy, I'm going to pretend to be the agent.
Okay.
Yes, hi, I'm Agent Johnson from the U.S. Customs Service.
Hi, yes.
I'm going to play some music, and I'm just going to wait and see what happens between you two to see if this whole thing is real or not.
Natasha, how do you feel with the music? Is it...
putting you in the mood?
Yeah. Ready to go move some furniture?
But maybe this is more your speed.
Hey.
I've heard people say.
I'm going to leave. I'm going to come back and check on you guys in 5 minutes.
Yeah. I'll set a camera up. Let me know if you want me to bake some cookies.
Yeah. They want to know if you're going to have kids together, like the whole nine yards.
And if I pour you some, if I pour you two some wine?
The government angels lighting, government agents lighting candles in the bedroom.
It's throwing petals out. I'm going to put some petals out, and we're going to see what happens here. What about our kids? They're handled. I'm taking them to Chick-fil-A. Interesting. Nothing seems to be happening. Maybe this is a fake marriage.
Because I want to get... I'm in the mood. How are you not in the mood?
Let me tell you
Johnson,
something.
Put your shirt back on.
Let me tell you something. If you have kids and you take our kids away for an hour or whatever, that means you are really married, because all you want to do is sleep at that point.
I love that.
Oh, man. Lighting the candles, throwing rose petals. We got to see if this is a legitimate marriage.
Here's my romantic kit. It includes bubble bath.
Mm. He brings out a bottle ready to play spin the bottle with everyone. All right, you two kiss. Don't do 7 minutes in the closet.
7 minutes in heaven.
Yeah. Creepy. Dang, it keeps landing on my... the bottle keeps aiming towards me. All right, Nikolai, don't worry. You'll get your kiss in a minute.
I can't believe this.
Oh, my jaw hurts from laughing. Just making sure this relationship is real. You know, she's from Czechoslovakia and he's from Seattle.
Yeah.
Agent Johnson, what's your report? Well, I played Barry White, which is usually a number one go-to for most couples. They didn't do a damn thing.
I pulled out the candles. Dripped wax everywhere.
Did you go to level 7? Oh, yeah. We did bubble bath and oils.
Yeah. I even got the good champagne.
They didn't even act like they knew each other. This is fraud.
Oh, man. Let's talk with Anonymous in Charlotte. Anonymous, welcome to the Maney Roy and the Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
Hey.
Hi. Okay.
So my great uncle has... he, like, had, like, a really bad relationship, and so for whatever reason, he decided that he just prefers like Chinese women. Besides that.
Okay. Everybody's got a type.
Yeah. For years, he has been like trying to like bring women over. He'll like start on relationships online and like try to get permits and stuff to marry them. And I know a couple have kind of like fell through to where like, I know he brought one over, and I think they ended up getting a divorce because she really just wanted to be in America. Like, it wasn't really, she didn't want to be in a relationship.
But do you think that there was money exchange? Like, are they paying him to come over here?
With his case, it's really the opposite. He pays so much money to go visit these women and try to start making it look legit versus the opposite way. Like, he spent so much money trying to pay, you know, to get permits. And just to go see them and
Holy cow.
How many women have there been?
I really can't even tell you. I know there's been like two or three like
marriages.
Legit? No, not marriages, but like legit relationships. But I mean, I'm sure there's been.
You got ants for days.
More. Yeah.
He actually, he's actually married now and has a lady over here. She's super nice. It's still kind of one of those things. We don't really know if it's 100%, you know, real on her side. But
yeah, yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks so much, Anonymous.
That makes holidays awkward.
Yeah. We're all thinking of you, Krista. I know we're having a good laugh this morning, but geez, if you miss the war, use the Kiss95.1 app and go listen to it. You won't believe what you hear.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.